You're listening to KTAHLP Radio Tacoma. I'm Miss Smith. And I wanted to start by saying anybody that has lost somebody right now at this moment, I feel your pain with everything that you're going through. I know my boss has lost her brother, people in the hurricanes, relatives, you know, people that live out here lost relatives in the hurricane that happened in Florida. Dr. Mims, she was the co-founder of the Evergreen State College Tacoma campus, passed away last week. So I want to give a little bit of silence at the beginning of the segment. All right. So how do we heal is the big question. How do we heal? Well, every one of us heals in different ways. We don't want to cast stone on how each of us heals because you see somebody laughing, crying, not even making noise, or just sitting in silence. These are all forms of a healing process when somebody has passed away. And we need to accept how people grieve. Let us not force ourselves on people to communicate with us, because had you or when you do lose someone, we will expect the same in return for yourself. So basically, you know, when something happens in your life, we're not going to sit here and pry into your business when you're grieving. So let's sit here and just think about that. What can we do to move on, though? You know what I did? I started going by the water. I started to think in silence. I don't know how I did it, but sometimes you can block out sounds. It's like a melancholy feeling. And you feel nothing. You're not even thinking. You're not scared. You're just sitting there. And I would say, for me, I think that was the happiest moment, because I know we care so much in our life and have to be here and be there. But when you're sitting there, I think that is a happy moment. You don't have anybody around you saying anything, and you're just to yourself, and you're just, I can't really explain it, but okay, cut that out.
I think that was beautiful. I was starting to tear up, but it's exactly what I want to be by myself. Everybody wants to come and be with me, and I really want to be by myself a lot. And
yeah.
I totally understand that. And I mean, I know that you've had really, it's really hard to lose a brother. But to lose a child has got to be 100 times worse.
Yeah.
And to keep going after that, it's tough.
Yeah, it takes a while. But to this day, I will tell you, I have pictures of her. I've only opened it once, and I never opened it again. And for me, I just don't see myself doing that. She is on a mental, her pictures are right beside her, but I think it's more traumatizing for me to look at the photos, because she's sleeping, you know? Mm. And so, that to me is more traumatizing. So I never opened the box.
I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. So I let my family look at the box and her cremation. And do you know what? The biggest thing for me was having to transfer her ashes from when they gave it to me to a different vase. Oh. And I had to be careful because I didn't want to drop anything.
Right, right.
And she's in a small one, but I want to get a bigger one. And doing that again, I wouldn't know how I'm going to feel at this point doing it over again to move her into
a
bigger one.
Just put the whole thing into a bigger.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking about, yeah. Because it was a process doing it the first time. And yeah, yeah. I thought about letting her go in the ocean, but I was just like, no. You know what? The times that how long she's been with me. It's been a healing moment because I progressed a lot in my life. And when I see certain birds, which would be hummingbirds, when I see rainbows in the sky on my phone, glares in the house, butterflies, I know that I'm on the right path. So I know that she's always, you know, with me. Mm-hmm. So I don't feel like letting her ashes go because she's still part of my family. So I just, you know, it's kind of, you know, in different heritages, they have that, mm-hmm. you know, right. They keep, photos up. Ashes by the photos up in the Mexican heritage. The Day of the Dead.
Oh yeah, that's coming up.
Yeah, the Day of the Dead is coming over where they go give food and everything like that. And I put some food over. Well, I put something that was symbolic to me because it was my birthday. Okay, I'll tell you this story. It was my birthday, you know, that just passed. And my brother asked me, what did I want? What kind of animal I liked? Mm-hmm. So I was like, hummingbird.
Oh, yeah.
And then he said, what colors? And then I was like, turquoise or purple. Mm-hmm. And then so I'm just like, oh, okay. I can't wait. He brings my gift over. Yeah, he brings my gift over. He's like, happy birthday. He gives me a box of cookies with the hummingbird on it. The hummingbird on it with the colors. Uh-huh. And I looked at him and I was like, he started laughing. But I was like, okay. So I gave the cookies to
you couldn't eat them.
No, I gave the cookies to my kids. Okay, mm-hmm. Because at first, he gave me a cookie before, mm-hmm. and okay, we're going to get back to the story, but I'm going to show you. This is the rundown of everything. Okay. He gave me a cookie before, mm-hmm. and he didn't get to talk to me because I was on the phone. He was on the phone. So mm-hmm. he gave me the cookie and put it in my car, but I didn't know it was a cookie. So I was smelling it. And I was like, what is this? And then I tried to taste it, and the person I was on the phone with was like, taste it. And I was like, this tastes like a dog biscuit.
Oh.
No, really.
Oh.
And it's so, okay. And then so.
Was it a dog biscuit?
Okay, let me tell you the story.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. I shouldn't interrupt.
So, no, you're fine. So what happened was when I asked him, I was like, why would you give me a dog biscuit? He's like, that's not dog biscuit. That's a cookie. I was like, ew, I don't want it. Right? Uh-huh. He just started laughing. Mm-hmm. I was like, where'd you get this from? And then he was just like, well, you know, I'm supporting black businesses and stuff. I was like, oh, okay, well, don't give me no more of those. So he gives me the cookies that he gave me on my birthday, and they happened to be the same cookies. But they were different. Uh-huh. So, yes, I gave them to my children. Mm-hmm. But then I saved about four. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, kids, they like to get into stuff. Mm-hmm. So I put those I'm calling them biscuits now. Well, I put them on
the kids like them.
Well, yes, they did. Okay. This is where the part I was telling you about where they liked it so much that I put it on the mantle and I was like, now who was eating this cookie? Because, see, the colors was purple of where my daughter is, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So I'm like, who's eating the cookies? They're all like, not me. And it's like, you guys know you ate the cookie. So yeah. Which one was it? But yeah, so anything that I win or get or stuff like that, you know, ever since this, purple is royal, to be honest. Yes. And a lot of stuff has came of my journey, and either I graduated from somewhere that was purple, either I had something that had symbolic to purple, just anything that was joyfulness, I put over there. So mm-hmm. it reminds me of happiness.
No.
Now I will touch on base this one time. I don't know if you remember when it was like snowing. I don't think it was last year, but I think it was the year before last, because I think maybe 2 years we didn't get no snow. Mm-hmm. And then that's the snow that happened now. I think it was like 2022 maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would say when. So 2022, when we got snow, I was crying at the time. Okay. What happened to my car? I don't think I had a car at this time, or my car broke down. I was crying, but I walked up to the store and I was crying in the store like bad this whole day. I don't remember what it was. And then I'm in the store. Guess what comes in the store?
Hummingbird?
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's what I said.
Holy cow.
And I stopped crying, but it hovered over my head for about like at least 1 minute.
It's so comforting, isn't it? It's,
yeah.
It's like you're being looked after almost.
So I was like, but it's snowing. Yeah. What is a hummingbird doing? And
inside.
And, right. And another woman was like, what the heck? You know,
not something that happened every day.
No. No. But it was the weirdest thing. And it was before I started going. So it was before I went and got, because I did get my high school in 21. Mm-hmm. Well, 22, because I had to wait to walk. So I had to wait after that to get my certificate.
Right.
So it says 22, but I actually got it in 21.
Right. Yeah.
So, It was right after that. I just kept going to school, and then I got it. And then after that, that's when I got into Evergreen. And wow. Now, you know, after Evergreen, went to UW, and then, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you've done a lot in these 2 years.
Yeah. But like I said, I would always see something that is symbolic, that is, I would say, joyfulness.
Yeah. I'll tell you a story. A friend of mine, her mom passed away,
mm-hmm.
and it was really hard on her. And anyways, we were driving back, and it was just the two of us in the car. It was at night, and we stop at a corner, mm-hmm. waiting for another car to pass. And I look to my left, and sitting on the stop sign is a snowy owl. It was just amazing. And it's just sitting there looking at us. And it was just so magical. And it just almost felt like a spirit was there.
Oh, my goodness. You know?
And I think it comforted her to see that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah. Things like that, they feel so meaningful sometimes.
Yes. Yes. I know people don't like to hear stories like this, but I'll tell you one.
That's okay. They can turn off the radio if they don't like it.
Yeah. I'll tell you one. Mm-hmm. When I was littler, when I was a little girl, what happened? My sister's father, child's father, passed away. Mm-hmm. And when he passed away, I actually seen him.
Oh, and you just physically, I mean, where were you?
Where was I? I was at home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was at home. Uh-huh. Because he actually did get shot. And I was actually at his house watching his kids when that happened. Uh-huh. So my brother that you met came over here and was like, lock the door. Don't let nobody come in. Ooh. And I was watching their kids. Uh-huh. I didn't know what was going on.
Right. Yeah.
And then so people started coming over to the house. It's like, oh, I can't let you in. And then my other brother came and got me and the kids. And then, but anyway, I must have went downstairs to go get my mom something to drink. And it was dark. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't want to do that. I was in middle school. Mm-hmm. So he was talking to me. Oh. And I ran out of the living room and gave my mom her water. And, yeah. You know, went back in the room and hid under the covers. So I must have seen my sister about, like, I don't know, a week after that, mm-hmm. or something. And so I went to my sister and I told her what he told me. And she said, that's funny. Your nephew said the same thing. But he had a dream.
Wow. Wow. What did he tell you?
Oh, he said that tell your sister that I love her and I love my kids.
Oh.
But her son was like 7. Mm-hmm. And he had a dream, though. I didn't have a dream.
No, you were awake. Yeah.
Yeah, I was awake. Mm-hmm. I didn't like having those people, entities talking to me. I don't know why I say it like that, because I learned how to block it out, mm-hmm. but that doesn't help.
Yeah.
But I know how to block certain things out. So like this one incident. My child's father passed was last year. Mm-hmm. And when he passed, somebody told me he passed. So I fell out in the parking lot. That's mm-hmm. normal. It was normal to me. Mm-hmm. But my mom, she brought me home and she was like, are you going to be okay here and stuff? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. And that was my melancholy feeling, yeah, you know. Right. So it's just me, her, in my house. Mm-hmm. She was like, what is that? And I was like, what are you talking about? And there was some noise. Mm-hmm. She was like, the kids here? I was like, they're at school. Mm-hmm. But I went upstairs. It's like, nobody's here, Mom. Uh-huh. She wanted to leave. She wanted to leave. Mm-hmm. So she's like, are you going to be? I was like, yeah. And then she was like, okay, bye. she was stayed downstairs mm-hmm. for a minute, but yeah. I checked the mail. Right. So we went and got something to eat mm-hmm. before I came, and I couldn't eat, mm-hmm. right? So I put my wallet and my sandwich on my counter, in the middle of my counter, but it was like some stuff was behind it. Mm-hmm. So if I was to push my food right by it, it's not coming off because you still right. got yeah. that much.
Right.
So I go outside, wave goodbye to my mom, and I go check the mail. Come back upstairs in my house, mm-hmm. and my wallet is on the floor, and everything is spread out.
Oh, weird.
So I touched my phone and called my brother, but I had the camera facing the floor. Uh-huh. And my older brother was like, Doris, what are you doing with all your stuff on the floor like that, showing me stuff like that? I was uh-huh. like, I didn't do that. I was like, what are you talking about? Why is it on the floor then?
You explain it to me.
Yeah, I said, I just walked downstairs and I've only been down there for like less than 2 minutes mm-hmm. and came back up. And I told him, like, you know, he was just like, And I was like, yeah. Uh-huh. And he's like, I would be gone if I was you. I was like, no, I just picked it up. Mm-hmm. But I started hearing noises and it started being annoying. So I was just like, you can stop. Like, I really did. I started block. Now, my sister, other child father had passed away.
You've had to deal with a lot. I mean, go ahead.
Sorry. No, I did. Like, I'll tell you this other story. This one happened too. And they went to the funeral. I didn't go to the funeral. Was it dark? No, because it was during the day. Mm-hmm. And I seen him, and at the time, this was when I was smoking cigarettes. Mm-hmm. At the time, I was like, this before I started school. He sat down, and I said, I ain't got no messages to give. I put my cigarette out and I left.
Oh, my.
Yeah, no, I was like, no. I am not doing it. Mm-mm. But this was at my late grandfather's house. And every time I go to his house, my late grandfather's house, because, see, my grandfather, when I got back up here, he passed before I got back here mm-hmm. from Texas. And, there was always a balloon every time that I came on my birthday to the house. It was either a balloon because, like, my cousin, her birthday's in June. And so mine's in July. Mm-hmm. So even if it was her birthday or somebody else's birthday and the balloons were around, it travels all the way towards me before it's my birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But my other brother, he was like, I haven't seen him for a long time when I first came here. Mm-hmm. And I was sleeping in the room where my grandfather was. Mm-hmm. And then I had a...
Okay.
I was like, my brother... My grandfather died in the room.
Oh. Okay.
So my brother, I was like, I haven't seen him. So he was just, you know, talking and giggling and laughing and catching up. And I was like, all right, I got to go to bed. So I went to bed and my uncles went to bed and my kids were asleep. And then my brother comes in my room and I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm scared. I was like, you gotta go. You gotta go.
Can't stay here. I'm sorry.
Go sleep somewhere else. Because he's like, I'm scared. You said he died here. You was here before I even came to town. Right, yeah. And you don't know where he passed away at. So that was the funniest thing that ever happened. And I tell my story to my family, and my family would just sit up there laughing because it's so funny.
Yeah.
But you know, yeah, I have my share of seeing things and stuff like that. Now, I'm not out here to go to the haunted house and let me go catch ghosts and stuff. I'm the opposite. I'll probably watch it on TV, but I'm scared to watch it on TV. Like, certain stuff still scares me. Yeah. But
I'm more scared of the living than the dead.
Yeah, yeah. But it's funny. Some of the stories are funny.
And that's all you've got is memories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all that's left. And hopefully they're good memories.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, there's some funny ones. And you too. Hopefully you talk about some good stuff that's going on, you know.
Yeah. My brother had a lot of friends, and they all had a story about something that he could do. And so we're gonna gather the stories and probably put them in a little booklet to share with each other.
That'll be good. Yeah. That'll be good.
Well, you have an event coming up soon.
I do. Tomorrow it is at, I was going to say Brown Sugar.
No, I don't think so.
That was not, I think I gave it to you last time.
Black and White.
No, it's down the street.
Yeah, it's down the street.
It's called Ivory.
Ivory.
Yes.
I think of pianos. Okay.
Yeah. It's called, not Brown Ivory, but Ebony and Ivory.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Ebony and Ivory. Now, don't get me started on the address. I know I said it last episode. So,
but it's on Broadway.
It is on Broadway.
Near 15th?
Yeah, so it starts at 6 o'clock, 6, 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Double check that, but around those times that it starts. And you can just look it up for the address, because I don't know it off of hand, but it is on Broadway. It's actually down the street.
So that's
right
on
here.
October 25th?
6th. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got my days mixed.
So I am going to, and I have been selling books. So please, you guys, go ahead and go get that. Creates Talent on Amazon by yours truly, Doris Smith.
Will you have copies at Ebony and Ivory?
I just gave my copies away.
Oh, okay.
I didn't give them away. They bought them.
Yeah.
They bought them 2 days ago.
Oh, okay.
And so I have only one that I haven't gave to my brother, because, well, he hasn't came to pick it up, you guys. He's been really busy. So I have that to read.
Oh.
So I can read it.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to go get more copies. So, yeah, pretty much it's on Amazon. It is on my channels, those exclusive channels that can nobody get on. you know what was weird too today?
What?
No, yesterday. Okay, so I made a TikTok, but I had to put my TikTok private. Okay.
Okay.
And actually, it was more so of just connecting and networking, and then making, I didn't make any funny, well, maybe I did, funny videos, but I also was promoting, you know, Radio Tacoma, also my book as well,
mm-hmm.
And I have to put my cosmetic stuff up there, but at the same time, somebody's telling me that I sent them an email, and I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't send you an email. It's like, you did. You was wearing shorts. I said, I don't own a pair of shorts. I said, I don't own a pair of shorts. What are you talking about? It's like, yes, you do. They're black and white. I said, that wasn't me. I said, I hurried up and make my stuff private. Because
somebody was stealing your name.
No, you can steal people's faces.
Oh,
too.
Oh, that's not good. And you do have a very pretty face.
And he said, I was just shaking my butt. I said, no.
No.
I said, you got somebody else. Because right. I don't got no shorts. I do not have a pair of shorts. Mm-hmm. And I started laughing like, no.
No.
No. He's like, oh, well, I got to block them then. You're going to have to. Or they're going to steal your photo.
Right, right.
So, you know, I'm kind of skeptical about everything like that because everybody has one to promote their business and everything. And it's just like, I mean, the stuff you have to go through to get your name out there or be somebody is going to always happen.
Yeah.
There's no ifs and but.
Especially about with the AI stuff. And
yes. I heard a lot about the AI where they're making a fisherman look like he caught the biggest whale on the planet. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Or, yeah, it's a lot of that. But, you know, you got to thank, what's his name that made Tesla?
Oh, Musk.
Yeah. Elon.
Mm-hmm. Elon.
That's a nice name, though. Mm-hmm. But yeah, him, it's kind of being in some other people, you know, so it's like now I tell everybody the robots are all the jobs are about to be gone unless you have a down pack as a CEO, because mm-hmm. at this point I don't work in factories, but I know that factories are getting replaced with robots. Mm-hmm. Restaurants, there is not going to be any waitresses because now they're changing them out to robots, and I've seen some.
Yeah, but you know, it's like, I think there will always be servers and stuff, but
depends.
If
very
my kids
few.
Were young, I'd have them learning to repair robots because I bet that's a good job.
Yes, that is a good job. Because they will break down and everything, but Elon Musk did make a robot.
He did, but he faked it. That robot is it's like a puppet, you know, like he had somebody behind the scenes moving it.
Oh,
he's a big con man.
Oh,
and yeah, so don't trust anything that he puts.
Well, no, I seen them make one, and then I seen somebody else make one too.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe some. Yeah, somebody
and
else.
It was in like China. Uh-huh. Somewhere. They had one too.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then, you know, here in the U.S., they don't got the realest ones. They got the ones that roll around and, hi, thank you. And
yeah, right.
It's like a shelf walking with some, what you call those, rollers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So we don't have the ones that look human yet.
No. Thank goodness. Not yet.
No.
But I think that people always like talking to, you know, have real people to talk to, mm-hmm. you know. And but yeah, a lot of jobs will be taken over by robots. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I feel worried about actors because now they can take your voice and make it sound, you know, like you're saying. So it's like you don't have to have actors anymore because you can just have voices that you've recorded and used in commercials and things like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that's a whole nother discussion that I don't know enough about.
Yeah. It's like, what do you do? What is life at this point? You know?
Things are changing so fast.
It is. It's changing so fast. It's getting cold right now. Oh, and did you hear about the earthquakes?
Where?
Here.
Oh, no, I missed that. We had earthquakes here?
There's supposed to be some coming. And there was already some, but it's Oregon and us.
Oh, yeah. Oregon has been having earthquakes, I think. I'm
trying to remember. We had
Mount Hood, is that where they are? Or?
I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a lot of, I don't know, because you have those tsunamis that just happened. You got the ones that are happening in the Caribbean now.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just, you know, here, the weather's changing.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And now here in Washington, I know when it was snowing before you left your car on, your car is gone.
Oh no.
Yeah. Your car's gone. So be careful, because it's winter coming up, and I know people, I still gotta work. But if you're gonna warm your car up, be in your car to warm it up.
Oh, definitely.
So yeah. That means put on 3,000 socks, 2,000 coats, and 5,000 pants and hats. Mm-hmm. And then go sit there, because once you get in there, it's already cold. So you're going to be there for a minute. And try not to send the little kids out there, okay? Because I know some parents are just like, I'm tired. Can you please go sit? I don't care how old they are. They ain't little anymore. They're still your babies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because up and down the street, I will tell you, there are homeless people in the woods by the houses that think they're so secluded. They're in the woods campfiring, waiting till you get out. So you guys really have to be careful. And then on top of that, they got this new thing where somebody pretends to bump in the back of you. So it's a slight bump. Uh-huh. So you think you're getting hit. Uh-huh. So you would get out your car. And once you get out your car,
somebody else jumps in it.
Somebody jumps in.
Oh. That's scary.
Yeah. So that's another thing to look for.
Yeah. Desperate times.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for this winter just to go away.
You're kind of a Southern girl.
Right?
Well, were you born in Texas or?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm born here.
Oh, right. Okay.
I've lived in different places. Mm-hmm. However, I can't stand the cold. I even lived in Maine.
Maine is cold.
Ooh,
that's a cold winter.
Long winter, 5 months of snow.
Yeah,
and them snows comes up there to the hips.
Uh huh.
And
that's a hard winter.
No, I remember when I was there with my ex, and they didn't have taxis like that. I mean, they were not up to date with having the taxis turn into like shareable rides at the time. So it was like the Lyft. I don't think the Lyft was out. I think Uber was first.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So yeah, they had the taxis too, but the taxis were more of past tense type of taxis instead of the new age taxis where you do it differently.
Uh-huh. Right. You didn't have an app to call them and stuff.
Well, it wasn't necessarily the app. It was how they calculated it too.
It had a meter in it.
I mean, I think theirs was more older.
Oh, okay.
And so when it was snowing, I was in a taxi and they had shareable taxi. So they'll pick up somebody else.
Right.
And so I lived on a hill and the guy gets in the car. Mm-hmm. And I was pregnant at the time. So he was taking me home, but he had somebody to pick up. And so they're going up the hill and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get home. Cause it's nerve wracking. Uh-huh. And the guy was like, how long do we get there? The one that got in the car. Oh. You just got in the
he's
car.
Complaining. You were there first, but he's complaining.
Yeah. So he stops. He's like, hold on. We got to let her off and stuff like that. So he stops the car and by my residence. Uh-huh. I get on out. Uh-huh. I was going to get on out. Let's say that. Uh-huh. The guy that just got in, got out and started running.
Oh, my goodness.
But while he was running, he was falling down and fell down a hill.
Good. He deserved that.
Well, yeah, it was snow. But before he could fall down, I was like, I saw him slipping and falling, right? Pulling up his pants, slipping and falling. I looked at the taxi man. I said, I'm not paying for him.
No way.
I was like, aren't you going to go chase after him? He was just like, he only get caught if I chase him. I was like, But I was laughing so hard when I got in the house because it was funny. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I would have caught him because he fell about like 3 times. He was so easy to, but I think it was because it was so cold. Mm-hmm. And I mean, when it's cold, the water there turning on the water is so harsh on your skin.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I'm like.
It comes out ice water. Yeah.
I don't even, you know, it's not even, it's the hot water. Then you get out and you're cold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you do not want to get up, go anywhere. It's so cold.
Yeah, so I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
Much better.
Yeah, I won't go to any other states not knowing the what's going on for the weather, climates, and everything else. Mm-hmm. But yes, I'm happy to be home. So it was good talking to you guys all. Hopefully you had some laughs and giggles. And we'll see you next time. Take care.